Let's go right back to the phones, and let's go to Tom in Central Florida, and he's got a question about scars. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you, Dr. Marshall.
Okay, likewise. And how old a man are you? And this must be for your wife, though, or
no,
someone else?
No, for a friend. You've said many times before, I think, that episiotomies are a scar that always reflexes somewhere, and that 99% of the time it reflexes the kidney.
Correct. But it can also take out the adrenals, yes.
Okay.
But typically it's kidney. And if you get the booby prize, it can go to both kidneys. But usually when there's an episiotomy, there's been a tear rectally to vaginally.
Or an incision?
There could be an incision.
Cut?
Yeah, there could be a cut. But usually it's a tear, and they sew it up. And the tears are never even. They're usually left side or right side. And whichever side that is, that's the kidney that's usually sedated. And sometimes it also sedates the adrenal gland on that side as well.
Well, when I say cut, aren't most episiotomies today routine surgery where they cut it on purpose rather than wait for it to tear?
I don't know the answer to that because state to state there's quite a difference. But I would say of the patients that of the hundreds of cases I've seen, most of them have been a tear that has been sewn up.
Okay. Well, I just know a lot of women, they have episiotomies on purpose.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah, depending on the state.
I don't know if I would do that. I think I would have done a lot of exercises for that area so that I could keep all my factory equipment and not tear anything.
So, well, after thinking about all the people I know that they have these problems, I know a couple that's he's 26, he's 27, she's 26, and they're pregnant with their first child.
Mm-hmm.
She's about 3 months pregnant, sticking out, mm-hmm. and they're both very athletic. She's an ex-college volleyball player.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking, maybe it might be a good idea for her to avoid being talked into having an episiotomy in the first place.
I'd vote 100% yes on that one. But I'll tell you, just because she's a volleyball player doesn't mean she's fit. The exercises that you need to strengthen this area are unusual leg lift exercises, typically done off a table or a bench, and you need to strengthen and use the musculature there so that when the strain hits the tissue, it does not tear.
Okay, but even if she didn't do that, isn't it still likely that there's not going to be a problem if she's generally healthy?
Well, generally healthy in the United States. I'm sorry, Tom, the food of this country is such a pathetic excuse. The athlete may be more challenged than a non-athlete. Here's the deal. In just the last 25 years, we've had a 50% decline in antioxidant nutriture in the United States. And since 1950, the peach of 1950 compared to today, the vitamin A content, it takes 53 peaches today to equal one of 1950.
Right.
So you're dealing with a pathetic excuse for food called the standard American diet. And unless they're supplementing, I would say the athlete may be in a worse situation than the non-athlete at that age.
Why would that be?
That's because the athlete requires more nutrition and can't get it.
Uh-huh.
Are you with me? So what I would do for her is try to get her on a good organic food if she can, but then get her on supplementations like greens mix and things that contain the nutrients that are classically missing from American food.
But in general, it'd be better to avoid the surgery.
Always. It is nothing like factory equipment. Whatever you have been given by God is always the best deal in town, okay?
One related question. I have a late 30s friend. She has two teenagers, and she has had an episiotomy, but she doesn't seem to have any kind of symptoms, swollen legs or excess stomach weight or anything.
Well, that's great. And what that's about is that she's in her 30s. It's only been acting maybe 10 years. When it acts 30 years, it'll devastate wherever it's reflexing. Okay, and the kidney is the power of
it. Could it be just the adrenals that are affected?
Unlikely. It's usually going to be kidney and adrenal. That's typically what happens. And she is affected, but she's very strong, and the other side may be compensating, which is a wonderful thing. But believe me, she's paying the price. The sooner she packs it and restores the normal coherence to that area, the sooner she has back her best health. Okay, I got to get out of here. Thanks for your call, Tom.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye now.